Speech off.
Sorry about that. Hello, everyone on AudioView. I wanted to talk about text comments and the spoken word. I'm not going to go into, like, I'm not going to write this as text versus spoken or text versus audio or something like that. Because it just sounds really ridiculous. But this is sort of inspired by the other boo that I just talked about when I talked about audiobook etiquette and stuff like that. I wanted to sort of, I've been meaning to post this for a while, but this is just my thoughts on this, and if you guys have any thoughts, feel free to come in and talk about them, talk about it, because I always welcome feedback, no matter what I post, even if it's everyday stuff. So, when it comes to text comments, I kind of feel like people say more than they do when they're making a piece of audio, because when they're making a piece of audio, you get a little bit more insight into what kind of person they are and what kind of, you know, lives they live in a sense. You get a piece of, you kind of get a glimpse of what or who you're speaking to based on what they post. And this could be a good thing or a bad thing, it depends on the person, I think. And I think when it comes to text comments, people like to hide behind their keyboards and post things that they normally wouldn't post because it's just in text. And text comments don't portray or convey a lot of emotion that a audio piece would, because you don't get the tone inflections, the change in pitch, you know, rise and fall of pitch, the emotion that's there with those types of things, you know, tone and pitch and inflection and all that. You get that with a piece of audio. With text, you just have somebody, you know, reading it to you if you're visually impaired, or if you're sighted, you're just reading this and you could take it any kind of way. It's open to interpretation when it comes to text comments. However, when it comes to audio, you get more so of what the emotion that the person is trying to convey than you do with a text comment or a text message or a text DM or something. You know, a status update, a tweet. You don't get all that emotion in text as much as you do with a piece of audio. I prefer audio more than I do text in a way, and it's kind of making me think about that. The more I do booze, I've been thinking about this blog that I've had for a while, and I haven't really posted on it in such a long time. And it's kind of making me realize that I like to speak more than I like to write, in a sense, because I like to have my ideas conveyed in a way that's clear and concise and to the point. I think in writing it's kind of harder for me to do that without going off topic, without doing all that. I mean, if I go off topic on a thing, it's because I'm either trying to lead into a new topic, or I'm rambling, or I have a topic that's very similar to another topic. But it's just making me think about that, like I'm going off topic right now. Anyway, I digress. But when it comes to text comments, I welcome them and I like them, but I prefer more audio because I feel like I get more, I get to know the person a bit more, and I get to see, how they are, in a way. And that's what I love about Audio Boo, is that you really get to, it's almost like you're a part of their life, in a way. You know, you hear all these posts about things, and I love the discussion that happens, and all that. So, I'm cool with both text comments and audio comments, but this is just my thoughts on both. I think what text kind of offers you and what audio offers you. So thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. My blessings. I'm on the screen, so I don't know what's going on with my phone today. Many blessings, everyone.